The Early Mail, presented by Marcus Oldham College, where you can turn your passion into a profession with a Diploma of Equine Management.
Paul Pushker, Vivacious Award.
She knows the job and will want to get it done. She's probably my best hope.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Vivacious Award drove to the lead in Vivacious Award. She was on the deck an hour ago. Tatum Bull, she's in the winner's circle now.
The Breakfast Club's got the Early Mail.
She did do a good job yesterday, Tatum Bull. A couple of winners up there at Mildura, and one for us, for Paul Pruska. Vivacious Award, well done. Another winner for the spreadsheet. We are looking magnificent.
We're going very well at the moment,
oh,
aren't we?
Positive. It's going to be a great Christmas party.
We do like to talk ourselves up, but this, you know, we were in trouble. We were on the canvas.
We were on the canvas. Yep.
Whatever Rick said before.
On the ground. Yep. We were gone.
People were doubting that the segment would ever survive.
Well, that is true. That is true. But, great courageous athletes of old, we've dug deep and we've got ourselves into the black, and we are very much into the black at the moment, and that will continue today, I reckon, so stand by for that.
Okay, Aidan Jolly is the track manager at Mornington, where we're racing today. Aidan, good morning.
Morning, James.
You didn't have a frost this morning, did you?
Well, we certainly did, unfortunately.
Ooh.
We drew down here, so that's had a slight impact on the track this morning and come up with a soft six.
Okay, soft six. Now, there is meant to be a fair bit of wind around today. Is that going to help potentially dry the track out?
Just depends what time that wind arrives. Currently right now, there's nothing obviously on the horizon at the moment. So quite a nice morning so far. That dew's obviously going to linger through the morning until that wind does pick up. We're saying 35 to 50 kilometre northerlies, which will sort of protect horses in sort of up in the straight with that grandstand being there. A bit of a headwind coming down the side straight, so probably find a little bit of cover and then peel out. But, providing that wind picks up, it will obviously assist the track.
All right, so as it stands, soft six, what are the other details for our listeners and our participants?
Going stick this morning came through at 8.8 with a shear of 10.2. So, yeah, certainly sort of on the improve. It's going to hold together relatively well. There is some slight markings on the inside, a couple of metres. We have raced... this will be our fourth meeting in four weeks. So I still think it will race fine, but, yeah, just some slight marking on that inside couple of metres.
And that rail position?
Moved it from the 6 metres out to 8.
Out 8 metres. All right. Terrific, Aidan. Thanks very much.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, yeah. Aidan Jolly, the track manager at Mornington, the flying home of the Flying Filly. Mornington, just by the way, for those players at home. The Flying Filly. She'll be racing a couple of days, I think. Stand by for more on that. Looking forward to a win there, as I'm sure Lord Kennywell is today with one of his charges, maybe even all three, there at Mornington. Joins us on the Early Mail. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. You've got three going around. Race two, number one, Akaka Falls. A headwater gelding has been very, very close to getting this maiden broken, but not to be this point in time. Can we do it today?
Yeah, look, I think he should be pretty hard to beat today. He's obviously drawn a good marble. He's drawn ideally in one. He should sort of be able to boot through and probably hold the front and take a fair bit of running down.
Righto, it's pretty straightforward. $2.40, the early markets at tab.com.au for Akaka Falls. Let's put that in the book early doors. Morphling, race four, number nine, is having its fourth run in today. Third at Mornington last time out, a couple of weeks ago. Can we improve on that?
I think she's ready to win, boys, but I'm going to pull her out. I'm going to wait for Thursday Wangaratta. I think there's probably two or three in there that look like they're going okay. She'll be right in the finish. She probably should have nearly one last start, but we'll just wait till Thursday.
Righto, okay. So look out for Morphling on Thursday at Wangaratta. And so you've got another one to go. Race seven, number seven, Zupino, who loves first up action, which she's got today. Soft track sort of indifferent, one start for no real action there, but $4 in the market. Can we see something today from Zupino?
She nearly unbeaten on a heavy track and soft tracks, boys. So
well, there you go.
She'll be really hard to beat. She's in really good order. She's a good fresh horse. And if they can make ground with the rail out, she's just drawn awkward. She'll get back, probably be last and have to circle. But she's in very good order and I expect to be hard to beat.
All right. That sounds like a pretty good hand to me today, jeez, Lloyd. Yeah. I think we're going okay today. What would you do with my dollar?
Put on Zupino.
Zupino, that's what I was hoping you'd say. That's what I was hoping you'd say. $4. Earlymarketstab.com.au. We'll take it and run. Good luck to you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, boys.
Lloyd Kennywell, race seven, number seven. You can't go wrong. That's easy to remember. Race seven, number seven today at Mornington, $4 Zupino. He was quite bullish about Akaka Falls, two in the first. So if you want to play, sorry, the second. If you want to play that for $2.40, you can. Race two, number one. You know what we're going to do? I have a dollar on each.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. A dollar on each. So if we get the first one home, we're covered. And if not, we're chasing. With another dollar. So we could lose $2 today. Hopefully we don't lose anything. We get our pun as a winner on the early mail. All right, time to get to the news. Johnny Bowden with all the latest. He is the number one voice of news in Australia as far as we're concerned around here. He does love maths a bit much for my liking, but that's a topic for another day. We're going to join Brad Crouch. He's going to join us.